Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Maitreya Muni, the sage, told Vidura, "O annihilator of enemies, while thus speaking to her father in the arena of sacrifice, Sati sat down on the ground and faced north. Dressed in saffron garments, she sanctified herself with water and closed her eyes to absorb herself in the process of mystic yoga." Purport. It is said that when a man desires to quit his body, he dresses in saffron garments. Therefore, it appears that Sati changed her dress, indicating that she was going to quit the body given her by Daksha. Daksha was Sati's father. So instead of killing Daksha, she decided that it would be better to destroy the part of his body which was hers. Thus, Sati decided to give up the body of Daksha by the yogic process. Sati was the wife of Lord Shiva, known as Yogeshwara, the best of all among all yogis, because he knows all the mystic processes of yoga. So it appeared that Sati also knew them. Either she learned yoga from her husband, or she was enlightened because she was the daughter of such a great king as Daksha. The perfection of yoga is that one can give up one's body or release oneself from the embodiment of material elements according to one's desire. Yogis who have attained perfection are not subject to death by natural laws. Such perfect yogis can leave the body whenever they desire. Generally, the yogi first of all becomes mature in controlling the air passing within the body, thus bringing the soul to the top of the brain. Then, when the body bursts into flames, the yogi can go anywhere he likes. This yoga system recognizes the soul, and thus it is distinct from the so-called yoga process for controlling the cells of the body, which has been discovered in the modern age. The real yoga process accepts the transmigration of the soul from one planet to another, or one body to another. And it appears from this incident that Sati wanted to transfer her soul to another body or sphere. Translation again. Maitreya told Vidura, "O annihilator of enemies, while thus speaking to her father in the arena of sacrifice, Sati sat down on the ground and faced north. Dressed in saffron garments, she sanctified herself with water and closed her eyes to absorb herself in the process of mystic yoga." So this verse and purport is explaining the process of perfection, yogapatam. The word there is yogapatam, the path or process. Patam means the path or the process of yoga. In this case, mystic yoga, ashtanga yoga. What are the details of this path? How one follows the path, the particulars, the yamas and niyamas. So interesting point that's made here, Prabhupada mentions in the purport. He says that Sati decided to give up the body which she received from her father. So her father gave her a body, material body of a woman, gunamaya deham, a body, deham or sharir, made of gunamaya, made of the material modes, and she wanted to give that up. as a response to her husband's heinous offense against, excuse me, response of her father's heinous offense against her husband, Shiva. So she decided to give it up. So this decision is expressed here. It says, Sprishtva Jalam. It says here, Sprishtva Jalam, which means, Sprishtva or Sparsha means touching Jal. She touched water. Touching water can mean that she performed Achman. Touching water can mean that she became purified by snan or bath. But touching water is also a form of sankalp. And the Prabhupada appears to be reflecting on that meaning when he mentions that she decided. This word is significant. Sati decided to give up her body. So this sankalp, when one makes a sankalp, then he holds some water in his hand. He puts water in his hand, some sacred water, Ganga Jal, Radhakund Jal, Jamuna Jal, or any water if he has, or he calls the sacred rivers, Om Gange Cha Jamuna Chava Godavari Saraswati Narmade Sindhu Kaveri Jalismin Sanadim Kuru Kling Krishna Namaha. And he summons the sacred rivers of Bharat to come in the Achman cup. Then performing Achman and holding water in the hand, Shrishtra Jalam. Touching water, then one makes a sankalp. Then after making a sankalp, there are particular rules and regulations. So here, first of all, Sati made the sankalp. I will give up this body. This is a resolution. Sankalp means a resolution, a firm vow, a determined vow, a concentrated intention. A concentrated intention, sankalp, what she wants to do. Then there are particulars how to execute that sankalp. So the particulars of how to give up the body are mentioned here. Kaladeshan Patra, the time, the place. First she oriented herself on a particular dig, Uttar dig, north. She faced north towards the Himalayas, towards the great rishis, the Chiranjeevs, the great rishis and the founding acharyas, you could say. The founding acharyas of the Vedic tradition are residing in the north, in the Himalayas, because this was the cradle of civilization. The cradle of Vedic civilization was between two rivers, Saraswati and Ganga, which were flowing in the Himalayas. And then, long history, the Himalayas grew up, became cold, and then they migrated south. But this is the beginning of civilization. So all the great sages, in deference and respect to the great sages and to the seat of Vedic culture, everyone faces north. Of course, it also has something to do with magnetism. In the yoga school, they're very particular about energy, how to manipulate energy, physical energy, magnetic energy, pranic energy. So this is all about yoga. She was Yogeshwari, Mahayoganishwari. The gopis, in this very month, the gopis of Vrindavan, they perform the Katyayani Vrata. Katyayani Vrata is also Durga in two features. In her Maya, Mahamaya feature is Durga, or her Yogamaya feature. So the gopis are worshipping the Yogamaya feature of Katyayani. Katyayani Mahamaya, Mahayogin Yadishwari. They're praying, Nanda Gopa Sutam Devim Patime Kurute Namaha. In the 10th canto, after Kartik, the gopis perform the Katyayani Vrat to worship Katyayani. These were the Rishichari gopis, the sadhana siddha gopis who attained gopi deha, and they desired to have Krishna as their pati. Patim me kurute namaha. Patim me kurute namaha. Nanda gopa satam devi. Hey Devi, Mahayoginishvari, Mahayogin, Mahayogini, Mahayogini. They're saying, the gopis are saying, you're a Mahayogini. And you can connect us with Krishna by the mystic blessings of your divine self. So they were praying to this feature. So certainly Durga is a Mahayogini, whether it's her feature as the wife of Yogeshwara Mahadev Shiva, or whether it's her feature as Katyayani Ma, one of the great Yogamaya deities of Braj, Katyayani and Manasi Devi, Pataleshwara Devi. There are different Devis. ruling the petals of Braj. So now she's following the yoga process, which has very strict yama niyamas. She changed her dress. She adopted the dress of a vairagi. Vairagi dress is saffron. Says pita dukulam. Pita dukulam means yellow dress. Pita means yellow. Pitambara. Nilambara pitambara. Krishna wears yellow dhoti and Radharani wears blue sari. Pitambaram. Sati adopted the yellow dress. Yellow dress, saffron. Saffron can also be yellow. Keshar. You see in our temple, you go in any ISKCON temple, there's 100 varieties of saffron. No two brahmacharis or sannyasis agree on what color is saffron. Some think it's more pinky, some think it's more yellowy, some think it's more orangey. But some are that if you're a traditionalist, you'll get some rock dye, some miti, and then ekdam lal rang pukka is rock dye, like the Mayavadi sannyasis. So this color represents an ashram, sannyas ashram, the mukti mark, the path of mukti or liberation. So sannyas has a color that represents the sannyas. So that she adopted that color. So someone might use this verse as an argument for giving sannyas to ladies. Maybe they do. I can't say. You see, in India, there are many ladies wearing saffron. Whether they wear, it says she wore saffron, it didn't say that she entered the sannyas order, but she exhibited all the qualities of a renunciate, especially since she gave up her body. That's the ultimate renunciation. She adopted the, so these are different aspects. First it was intention, then it was action. First the mind comes into play, then the body. She decided, she made the sankalpa. I must give up this body. This body is the, I'm a conspirator. This body is connected with my father. My father is a saruninda. He's an aparadi to my husband. So this body is produced from my father, this body has also become accomplice to the conspiracy. This body has also assumed the reactions of that offense because of its connection with my father. My father is an offender. This body is produced by an offender. Therefore, this body has become an abode of offenses. It's an aparad deha. So I should abandon it. Tyag. Chordi. Give it up. This was her sankalpa, her intention, very firm resolve. Then action. First thinking, feeling, willing. These are the mental faculties, the mental functions. So now she expresses her sankalpa by her action, changing the dress, facing north, observing herself, raising the kundalini, the fire of the kundalini is pushing up the life energy, the prana, through the different chakras. She's a master, she's a yogini. So she's employing the yoga system, controlling the breath, exciting the kundalini from the Muladhara chakra, and Adishtan chakra, then Anahata chakra, then Agya chakra, then Sahasrapadma chakra, raising the life, pushing with that fire the kundalini, catching the soul and pushing the soul up like an elevator. We get in the elevator with our body, we push the button and it goes up to the fifth floor. Whoop. This kundalini is like an elevator, a psychic elevator. Elevates, it pushes the atma up, very powerful. Of course, ultimately it represents Anantashesh. Balarama is supporting everything and accomplishing everything. So the yogis take advantage of Balarama also, in the ultimate sense. So now she's going to leave. She's going to leave through the Brahmarandra, leave her body, through the Sahasrapadma Chakra, leave through the Brahmarandra and go to her desired destination, which means, obviously, take birth as a daughter of the Himalayas and become again united with Shiva. This is the story. So now, what lessons can we learn from this verse about yoga? This is the mystic yoga process, Ashtanga Yoga. How someone follows the Ashtanga Yoga. It says Yogapatam, the yoga path, how they follow the path of mystic yoga and attain siddhi, or perfection. So we're also yogis. And we're also following the path of yoga, yoga patam, bhakti yoga patam, the path of bhakti yoga. So this principle is very much a part of our yoga also. What is that principle? The sankalpa principle, sankalpa. There's two things required for perfection in the execution of bhakti yoga. One is sankalpa and the other is sadhana. Sankalpa and sadhana. If one examines the nature of the material mind, he will see that it is full of something called vikalpa. Vikalpa. The material mind is full of something called vikalpa. Vikalpa means choices. Vikalpa or vikalpa. Choices, suggestions, ideas, desires. And sankalpa means to concentrate all of those ideas, desires, and choices into one. To choose, make one choice. Make the choice. They use this phrase in advertising. Make the choice. Drink Coca-Cola. Whatever. So make the choice. So sankalpa means to make the choice. Resolution. Resolve. Mental resolve. There's so many options the mind is producing. So many choices. So many options. I can do this. I can do that. I can be this. I can be that. I can have this. I can have that. These are called vikalpa. The mind is full of it. It's called manovritti. So many waves and disturbances within the mind, which are called vikalpa. The sankalpa means to eliminate all of those choices and capture one choice, sankalpa. Fixation of the mind. Establish your intention. Where do you want to go? Set your chart. Set your destination. Then sail your boat. You can't jump in the boat and say, well, where are we going? I don't know. Do you know sailing? Not much. How about you? I know a little. Okay, let's go. And here we are out in the Indian Ocean. Oh, where are we going? I don't know. There's a big wind coming up. So we don't know where we're going. We don't even know what we're doing. So this sankalpa is very, very important to establish. Sati is telling us, she decided to give up our body. So this is the first sankalpa that a Vaishnava must make. We must decide to give up this body. And most of us haven't made that decision yet. We're still thinking, give up this body? Sacrifice this body on the altar of surrender? On the altar of Sharanagati and dedicate all my actions to the devotional service of the Lord and Shuddha Bhakti? Hey, wait a minute. I have a lot of vikalpa. I have a lot of choices, a lot of things to do. So this is the first sankalpa that we have to make, that this body that I have received by my karma, karmana devanetrena jantar dehopapatiye, dehopapatiye, this body day I have received by my good or bad karma and the arrangement of the devas and paramatma, I must dedicate this body to the service of Guru and Gauranga. It doesn't belong to me. It belongs to God. I am simply the observer, the witness, the caretaker of this body. From this day forward, let me make this sankalpa, that I want to throw my body into the fire of sacrifice. What sacrifice? Sharanagati. Sharanagati. Anukulasya sankalpa, pratikulasya varjanam. She, Sati, she threw her body into the fire of sacrifice, into the mystic fire of yoga. She consumed her body by fire. It's called agneya. It's called agneya. It's a process in yoga where she burned up her whole body by generating that intense fire, the kundalini, the mystic yoga process. And that way she fulfilled her sankalpa. She had an intention, sankalpa, and then there was action. Action means sadhana. By proper action, then the sankalpa can become fulfilled. So her action is described here. It was quite proper. She was successful. Her sadhana was successful, and therefore she attained her resolution. Her sankalpa was fulfilled. So we, as bhakti yogis, we also have to make a sankalpa and do sadhana. So when we approach every mantra that we're chanting, Maha Mantra specifically, which is the primary mantra, and those who have the fortune to attain Diksha Mantras, these are supplementary mantras, each of these mantras has a mantra devata. is a mantra devata of every ishta devata of every mantra. And when we chant mantra, we have to take a sankalpa that yes, I want to attain pure love of Krishna, Krishna prema, prema pumartamahan. That this is my one and only goal. This is the only choice I have. The only sankalpa I have is I want to attain the loving service of the lotus feet of Radharani and the groves of Vrindavan. This you can say is the sankalpa of the Gaudiya Vaishnava. Primarily, there can be other sankalpas, but the basic sankalpa of a Gaudiya Vaishnava is I want nothing else in this world. I want to attain nothing else from this material body. I want to attain nothing else from my sadhana abhyas, from my bhakti sadhana. I only want to attain this, the eternal loving service of the lotus feet of Radharani within the groves of Vrindavan, Radha Dasyam. Or as Gaura Mohan Day used to pray to all the sadhus, please bless my son. Please bless my son that he becomes a pure devotee of Radharani, Radha Dasyam. So this is Sabhakti Shriyam. Sabhakti Shriyam, Anarpita Shriyam Chirat. Lord Chaitanya has come, this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Rasaraj Mahabhav has come to give the people what has never been given before. In every other Kali Yuga, the Nam was given, Nam Sankirtan was given, Vaikuntha was given, Dasyarati was given, Shantarati. But in this Kali Yuga, once in a day of Brahma, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Rasaraj Mahabhav, Radha and Krishna Yugal have come in the united form of the golden avatar, not Gaura Narayan, but Rasaraj Mahabhav. He has come to give Swabhakti Shriyam, her own bhakti, Swabhakti, my own bhakti Shriyam. The beauty, the effulgence of the devotion to Radharani. This is in Adi Lila, chapter 1, verse 4. Narpita Trim Chirat. What has never been given. So, Sati, she gave up her body by the yoga system. She took sankalpa and she did sadhana. So we are also yogis of devotion. So we must do our sankalpa, otherwise our sadhana will not be accomplished. If we're doing this and that without sankalpa, there's no perfection in mantra chanting. Because when one chants a mantra, as I mentioned, he takes a sankalpa. Yes, I am surrendering myself to the Ishtadeva of this mantra. I'm dedicating my body, mind, and words to the Ishtadeva of this mantra. This is my sankalpa. And then there's the sadhana. To accomplish success in mantra chanting, we must make sankalpa. I am approaching the Mahamantra. Who is the Mahamantra? Who is the Ishtadevata of the Mahamantra? The Ishtadevata of the Mahamantra is Radha Krishna Yugal, Radharasvihari Yugal. This is the Ishtadev, Hare Krishna, Radha Krishna Yugal. This is called the Radha Krishna Yugal Mantra. Ramananda Roy is explaining in Madhyalila chapter 8. This is Yuga Mantra, Radha and Krishna. And Bhakti Sananda Saraswati said, if you think that Ram means Ramachandra, if your thinking Ram means Ramachandra, then that chanting of Ram will take you to Ayodhya. Will take you to Ayodhya because your sankalpa is there. So that we hear in science about the unified field. It's a big discussion now, unified field. So our mind is like a field, manashetra. It is like a field full of vikalpa. So many choices, so many desires, so many ambitions. But we must create a unified mental field. Creating a unified mental field means sankalpa. So when we chant the Mahamantra, we make a sankalpa. Yes, Radha and Krishna. You are the Ishtadevata of this Mahamantra, Radha and Krishna Yugo. No one else. And I am your eternal servant, Jivara Surupaya Krishna Nityadas, Radha Krishna Nityadas. Because in Gaudiya Vaishnava, we don't have Krishna, we have Radha Krishna. Das, Anodas, Anodas. Gopi Bhartu Padakamalyor, Das, Das, Anodas. The Gopi Bhartu means Gopinath, Rasvihari. Krishna with Radha, Krishna and the Gopis, and the Brijvasis. O Mahamantra, O Yugal Mantra, I'm making a sankalpa. I'm making a firm resolution. I'm unifying the field of my mind around one choice. I want your eternal service in the groves of Vrindavan, nothing else. Anya, Anya Abhilash, Anya Abhilash. We must become Anya Abhilash and Jnana Karmas Karmadhyanavritam. Anya Abhilash. We must be free from any other Abhilash. This is the meaning of pure devotion, Uttam Bhakti. Anya Abhilash Ita Shunyam. Anya Abhilash. So, Anya Abhilash means Sankalpa. Because unless the Sankalpa is established, unless one establishes a Sankalpa in his mind in relation to the mantra he's chanting or the sadhana he's performing, he can't accomplish success. Because so many other Abhilash will come up. Anya Abhilash, other Abhilash, other desires will come up and capture the attention, capture the emotion, capture the heart, and lead one astray. So, Sati taught the example. She decided, I must give up this body. So we must also decide. This is Sankalpa. Of course, she did the yoga process. She took water, Sprishtra Jalam. She took water in her hand and she made a Sankalpa. All of you people know when you see your Purohit or your Tirth Guru, you go to Pushkar, Vrindavan, Haridwar, some holy place, one Purohit will capture you, Tirth Guru. And he'll say, yes, now take some water, make your Sankalpa. How much money are you going to give me? Well, you're Don, Sankalpa Don. Sankalpa Don. Make a firm resolution to give me a lot of money and a lot of silk cloth and a lot of gold and a few cows too. This is, so everyone knows about the Sankalpa. So Sankalpa is part of yoga, and we are all also yogis. Sati was a yogi, showing Kaladeshapatra, Sankalpa, Sadhana. So we have Kaladeshapatra, Sankalpa, Sadhana. So she situated herself facing north. So what do? We sit down and face the lotus, we face the form of Radha Rasvihari. Or we sit down and we face Guru. We face Prabhupada. Because these are prescribed places to chant mantra. And in the association of Gurudev, or in the Darshan of Thakurji, or in Shalagram Pasme, Shalagram Shila Pasme, next to the Shalagram Shila. These are the best places for devotees, yogis of devotion, to chant their mantra and do their sadhana. North, south, east, doesn't matter for us. But for a mystic yogi, they must face north to show reverence to the Chiranjeevs and the yogis in the Himalayas. And the magnetic, so many other things also. But for yogis of devotion, we can face any direction. If Guru is south, we face the south. If Guru is west, we face the west. If Thakurji is some temples, Thakurji is facing south. This Thakurji is facing south. Some Thakurjis are facing east. That's general. And Thakurji may be looking different directions. You sit in front. And look at Thakurji, chant Maha Mantra with Sankalpa. And cloth? Do we have to change our cloth? Sati changed her cloth. She gave up her saris and fancy cloth and wore the color of a sannyasi, renunciate. Vairagi ashram. Do we have to change the color of our cloth on this bhakti patam? This is yoga patam. This is bhakti yoga patam. She was following the ashta yoga, ashtanga yoga patam. Sati was following ashtanga yoga patam. We're following bhakti yoga patam. We don't have to change our cloth. You can wear white cloth or saffron cloth or blue jeans. So it doesn't matter what cloth we wear. We don't have to adopt this Pitam dukulam. Pita dukulam. Pita dukulam means this covering of yellow. White, saffron, polka dotted, saris, hot pants, whatever you want to wear. Of course, there is a decorum. There is proper Vaishnavi and Vaishnava attire, and we should wear it. Don't get me wrong. But the main point is there's no restriction. Niyamata samarate nakala. Lord Chaitanya says, Niyamata smarani nakala, there's no time. Just remember Krishna. You can sit down anywhere near these, as I mentioned, these Thakurji or Guruji and Shalagram. Any cloth, any direction. Now, but what we have to follow from the example of Sati is Sankalpa. We must have a Sankalpa. Of course, sadhana is the most important part. What type of sadhana we follow after we make our Sankalpa. But we're just floating around here and there without any Sankalpa, then our mantra chanting will be very weak and ineffective. And our execution of sadhana will be rather scattered, not concentrated. And the result will be rather slow and weak, what we attain from our sadhana. So sankalpa is very, very important. This resolution, intention. First establish your intention. What do you want to do? What do you want to achieve? What do you want to accomplish with your life? This very life, Sati, she wanted to accomplish the destruction of her material body. That was her sankalpa. So we also want to accomplish something. We want to accomplish something. We want to realize our siddhadeha, our spiritual body. And whether we destroy this body or not, that's not important. You see, if you examine another, later on, we hear about, in this fourth canto, we hear about how Sati destroyed her body to attain yogic perfection. In Ashtanga Yoga. Later, in the 10th canto, in chapter 29, we hear how the bhakti yogis destroy their body to attain spiritual perfection. Sati's destruction of her material body was not exactly to attain spiritual perfection. She was fed up. She was fried. She was frustrated and upset. She didn't want to carry the burden of her father's offense anymore. So her whole practice of Ashtanga Yoga, which was wonderful and amazing, was to simply give up her body and get a new one, where she could start over again in the service of Shiva, her husband. But Prabhupada's explaining the purport that what she did for basically a material purpose in one sense, but not in the fullest sense, what she did, she's showing the example of what yogis do to attain spiritual perfection. Prabhupada mentions that. They give up their body and they go to the... They attain their perfection that way. So we as bhakti yogis, we follow the patam. But let's look at the example that's given of the bhakti yogis, how they give up their bodies. First of all, in the 47th chapter, Uddhava Mahashaya, he's glorifying the Braja Gopis. Asam aho charna reinu jasham aham syam brindavane kim gumalata oshadinam. Then he says, Yadustyajam Aryapatam Chahitva. Then, what's left? Aryapat. This verse says Yogapatam. Sati was following the Yogapatam, the path of Ashtanga Yoga. Now we read about Bhakti Yogis. She was an Ashtanga Yogini. Now when we read about Bhakti Yoginis, Bhakti Yoginis, the Braja Gopis, or Bhakti Yogis, we're also Bhakti Yogis, following the path of devotion. What do? They Aryapatam Chahitva. They reject the path of Arya, the Aryan path, the path of spiritual perfection, the path of progressive human life. Dharma, Art, Kam, Moksha. These are the Chaturpurusharta, the four goals of human life. And the gopis are saying, Chordo, to hell with it. Yadustyajam Aryapatam Chahitva. The gopis rejected the Aryapat, the whole Vedic civilization. What is the basis? What is the foundation of the Vedic civilization? Aryapatam. The Aryapat. It's the whole basis. It's the basis of human culture. It's the basis of the Aryan Indian civilization. Varnashram Dharma is the Aryapat, the path of Aryan behavior. Lajadharma, Stri Dharma, Deha Dharma, Loka Dharma, Patni Dharma. This is all the different dharmas and actions and behaviors that are required to be an Aryan, a progressive human being on the path of spiritual perfection. The rules and regulations, the behavior for a married woman or for the in your ashram dharma or your varna dharma, the kshatriya's dharma, the brahman's dharma, satkarma nipuno vipro, yajan yajan patan patan dhan pratigraha. And what did the gopis say? Forget it. Hitwa. Throw it away, reject it. Aryapatam. Aryapatam? Oh, Aryapatam? Dong. Package it and throw it out. Dustyajam. Yadustyajam aryapatam chahitvam. This is very difficult. Dustya jam. It's very difficult to give up shyness. Of course, nowadays, when we hear about this, we think, hey, what's the problem? Giving up your husband, giving up your wife, it's very easy. But if you turn the clock back 5,000 years ago to Vrindavan, where the Aryan culture was fully intact and operating, Daivi Varnashram, the Varnashram system, and you hear and read about how much sacrifice the gopis made to serve Krishna, you will be astounded, amazed, to leave your husband and run off into the forest in the middle of the night to dance with Krishna. This is unbelievable, inconceivable. Never could be thought of. It's out of the framework. Just like if you were to meet your great-grandfather or great-great-grandfather from a few hundred years ago, and he would ask you, Bhima, can you tell me about modern-day Bombay? He says, yes, great-great-grandfather. Here in modern-day Bombay, every day, 15,000 babies are murdered. 15,000 babies are murdered in abortion. Huh? What? What? Huh? What are you saying? That's unbelievable. Vishnu, 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 Shiva, Shiva, Shiva. He won't believe it. He won't believe his ears. 15,000 abortion? Human beings killing their own babies? What? What is this? This is my India? This is... what happened? Bhima, what happened? Well, Kali is dancing. Kali is in charge. The Aryan civilization, my dear great-grandfather, has come to a grinding halt. Khatam ho gaya. It's over. Then your grandfather says, okay, bye, I'm going. I don't want to stay, I'm out of here. And the grandfather ascends back to wherever he came from. So imagine 5,000 years ago, Yadustijam Aryapatam Chahitwa. The gopis gave up the Aryapatam. Sati is embracing the Yogapatam. Yogapatam is part and parcel of Aryapatam. Aryapatam has different branches. Aryapatam means the whole path of perfection, all the different paths that lead to moksha, and Yogapatam is one of them. Ashtanga Yogapatam, and she embraced it, and the gopis are taking Aryapatam. So what path did they follow? What was the path that the gopis followed? Bejur Mukundam. Bejur Mukunda Padavim. Shrutibir Vrimigram. The gopis, they followed the path of worshipping Mukunda. Mukunda Bhajan. They followed the path of worshipping Mukunda, and that's how they attained perfection. And then, in the 29th chapter, it says that Gunamaya Deham. The gopis, they gave up their Gunamaya Deham, not by the fire of mystic yoga, by Viraha Agni. By the fire of separation, they gave up their Gunamaya Deham. It's told in chapter 29 of 10th canto. And then they attained Krishna. So by the fire of separation from Krishna, Viraha, we can also attain Krishna without even giving up this material body, simply by chanting Hare Krishna in pure love. Srimad Bhagavatam ki.